Okay. All right, good morning, everyone. We are going to, I thank you again, Rabbi Tarchino, for last week for stepping in. Sorry I wasn't able to be here in person. Today, we're going to be continuing. We touched a little bit 2 weeks ago, and then last week, Rabbi Tarchino also gave shiur on the topic of Giri Delay and how it's expansive and other locations where we talk about Giri Delay. But today, I want to focus on I want to take a shot at Giri Delay. The more what I found this week is the more I'm exploring it, the more on one hand very straightforward it is, and then the other hand very complicated it is. So hopefully, over the course of the next hour, we can just sort of hit some of the major points and at least prime us up so that when we have the conversation, God willing, next week on Grumma and Garmi and all these other factors that are going to be somehow playing into the topics of Giri Delay, that we can be primed a little bit to be able to understand that a little bit better. And hopefully we can have a better understanding, or at least an understanding of what exactly the issue of Giri Delay is. And this machloket, Rashi, I'm calling it Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, that we've seen. So we'll start with the first source on the page. It's the Gemara in Bava Batra. It's our Gemara here. Just going over it again. Merchik dasula min hashovach arba amot, kedei shelo tikpotz nimiya v'takotol min hamazchila. Dalat amot, kedei sheyehe zokevet asulam. So right, you have to distance. And the ratio of this Mishnah was that you have to distance your sulam, because maybe this nimiya is going to jump out the sulam, is going to jump into grab your neighbor's birds. That's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, Levim aditin to look Rabbi Yossi. So it must be that our Mishnah, or at least the ratio of our Mishnah, is not like Rabbi Yossi. Di Rabbi Yossi, ha'amar zechover betoch shalom, v'zenoteh betoch shalom. Rabbi Yossi is the champion of the idea that I can do in my reshut whatever I want to do. You do in your reshut whatever you want to do. And if you want to do it, you don't want to be damaged. So, ala nizak l'archiket atzmo. It's on you, it's not on me. That's Rabbi Yossi's whole thing. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tema Rabbi Yossi. You could even say that this works with Rabbi Yossi. Hamar Rav Ashi, ki avinan be Rav Kahana, hava amar modi Rabbi Yossi begiri di day. Hachinami zimnin de bahadi de manach le yatva b'chor v'kavta. So the Gemara says, actually, it could maybe be Rabbi Yossi. Why might it actually be Rabbi Yossi? Because we have this idea of Rabbi Yossi that even though Rabbi Yossi normally says, there are certain circumstances where Rabbi Yossi agrees and says that no, it's actually on the mazik to be marchik. And those are cases of Giri Delay. And so we say, okay, this might be also a case of Giri Delay because it's when he puts the ladder down, the Nimiya is going to jump up on it and you use it, and that's somehow going to be Giri Delay. And the Gemara says, v'hagramahu, maybe it's only Grama, it's not actually Giri Delay. Amarav Tuvi, Barmadna, Zodemerit, Grama ben Ezekin, Aser. Okay, we see from here that Grama ben Ezekin is Aser. Okay, well, the Grama part of this we're going to talk, God willing, next week. But so the Gemara here is presenting that, oh, maybe Rabbi Yossi will agree with this because maybe this Nimiya case is a case of Giri Delay or Giri Didei. Same thing. And so it's gonna be on the mazik to be marchik, and so Rabbi Yossi would agree with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah could be authored by Rabbi Yossi. That's here. The official home maybe of this Gemara is source number two of this idea of Giri Delay. Rabbi Yossi agreeing with Giri Delay is source number two. So I'm just giving you there so you can see the case that he's another case that's not Giri Delay. which is the source number two and Gemara and Chaf Hey. Marchik etzad ha'ilan minabor esrim v'chamesh ama, v'chru v'shikma chamishim ama, bein mala bein milmala bein min hatzad. All right, so different. You have the distance, the tree from a pit, various distances. Im habor kadma kotzetz v'noten damim. If it's there, you have to cut off the branch. You have to pay for it. You have to give him the money back for the branches. Okay. So it's all thing. What do you do? You can't have the tree and the pit be there at the same time. You got to cut the tree. So who gets the money? Okay, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi though disagrees with the Tanakam and says, "Aval bishah bor kodamet leilan lo yikotz shezechover betoch shelo v'zerotem betoch shelo." Yossi says, "I don't understand. I don't understand. It's totally fine." Disagreeing with the Tanakam and saying, "No, the tree can be there. The pit, the cistern, and the bor can be there, and it's not a problem because." One's doing it in his reshut, one's doing the other reshut. It's the Baal HaBor doesn't want to be damaged. Okay, so he should move his bit somehow. The Gemara there, in the conversation about this Mishnah, says, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Alfa Bisha Bor Kodem Ilan Lo Yikot, Shazechov Rebetoch Shalom, Zeno Teh Betoch Shalom, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Ka Rabbi Yossi. Right, so we follow Rabbi Yossi. Amar Ravashi, and then Ravashi, here's where he says it, Ravashi, Kiavan Beg Rav Kahana, Hava Amrinan, Moti Rabbi Yossi Begiri Didei. And that's where he says, by the way, you should just know that even though we say halachas like this over here, and it seems like this general principle that we have that's on a nizak l'chikat atzmo, Rabbi Yossi himself will agree that if it's a case of Giri Didei or Giri Delay, you have to be Marchik. So that's the Gemara. There's another Gemara that we're going to see also that's going to come up with the same idea that it's Giri Delay or not. But so what we've seen, and we'll see that in a little bit, but what we've seen in these two cases, the Nimiyah case, where Rabbi Yossi seems to be, or the Gemara is presenting Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi Yossi will agree, the Nimiyah case is a case of Giri Delay, and so it's on the Mazik to be Marchik. But in the case of the Mishnah on Chaf Hei Amud Bet, that's not a case of Giri Delay. So Rabbi Yossi is going to maintain his position and say, Al Nizak Lechikadatzmo, the Mazik doesn't have to worry about anything. He can plant his tree. Doesn't matter that the roots are going to break the bore of the Nizak. That's fine. It's on the Nizak to take care of himself. That's the Gemara. Those are the cases. So the question that the Rishonim are going to address, and I'll start with source number three with Rashi, is, so we have these Mishnayot. Well, we have the Mishnah on Chaf Hei explicitly brings Rabbi Yossi into play. And we have the Gemara who brings Rabbi Yossi into play in the Mishnah on Chaf Bet Amabet. But what about all the other Mishnayot? What's the status of all the other? What does Rabbi Yossi say about all those? Are those all Giri Delay or not? What is Giri Delay? What does it look like? So source number three, Rashi says, Gemara Alem Matit Nizlok Rabbi Yossi. He says, Depalik Besefa Depirkin Benotea Ilan Somech Benotea Ilan Samuch Labor. So with this Giri Delay, this Rabbi Yossi position is something that comes up later on in the parak about the Andaf Chaf Hei, as we saw. And Rashi says, V'tuva mili ika b'matznitin. There are many matters in our Mishnah, Devadei lavka Rabbi Yossi. Many of the Mishnayot don't agree with Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi says what he says on this Mishnah. Whenever we bring him up, that's when Rabbi Yossi disagrees. But there are other cases when Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree, and those are all the preceding Mishnayot. Ela lema avzo desulam v'shovach deluk Rabbi Yossi. And what the Gemara here is suggesting is, okay, we know that all the previous Mishnayot Rabbi Yossi would disagree with. He would say al nizak l'archiket atzmo. Here also we should say al nizak l'archiket atzmo. And so the Gemara is coming to tell us, no, this is a case of Giri Delay. This is a case when Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's on the mazik to be marchik. And Rashi says, b'giri delay, why is this Giri Delay? So what is Giri Delay? He says, "Bichitzim habaim lo miyad gufo shabal habayit mamash." The way Rashi presents this is that something is Giri Delay when it's coming mamash from the goof of the hand, the goof of the baal habayit. He is doing something, and that is causing this destruction, is causing this nezek to happen. And all the other Mishnayot, and this you can read it making a lot of sense. So all the other Mishnayot, I'm not doing anything. I just built a wall, or I just filled a pit with whatever it is. I didn't do anything. I filled it there, and I walked away. And so whatever damage is happening is not miyadom mamash abalabait, or miyad gufo shabalabait mamash. All the other Mishnayot, I'm not an active player in them in any way. In this Mishnah, I'm an active player. Why? Because as I put the ladder down, the Nimiyah jumps and runs up. So I'm an active player doing something. It's coming from my hands. Rashi points out, I'm literally still holding onto the ladder when it jumps up. Meaning I'm a very active player in this experience. And that's the way Rashi understands what Giri Delay is. He said two things that are important for this Rashi. Number one, he believes that Giri Delay is when it's coming from my own hand, mamash. And therefore, all the preceding Mishnayot, where I'm not an active player in it, we don't have to worry. It's Rabbi Yossi is going to say in all those cases, Al Anizak L'Archiket Atzmo, because the Mazik's not doing anything. He just put something down, and it's not Giri Delay, because he's not an active player in it anymore. It's not coming Miyado, Miyad Gufo Shabbala Bayit Mamash. On the other hand, we saw Rabbeinu Chananel, in source number four, Rabbeinu Chananel. He's quoted by all the Rishonim, but here's Rabbeinu Chananel inside. He says, "Michti mireish pirkin ba'archuki mishum hazeka kamayri." So, amai lo amar b'chad minahiu to look Rabbi Yossi ela hacha bilchud. So, if all the cases of our Mishnah earlier were talking about when you have to be marchik from damage and can't be dead, so why is this the only time? Why is this the only time that we're saying, "Oh, this is not Rabbi Yossi"? Meaning, Rabbi Yossi has something to say about when you're, whether it's the mazik needs to be marchik or the nizak needs to be marchik. So why is it only coming up here? So he says, Shema'inan mina, de pirkin kule divrei hakolhi. So Rabbi Nachmanadl says, look, the fact that it doesn't say anything until here tells me that Rabbi Yossi only disagrees here. But in all the other cases, he seems to agree. V'afilu Rabbi Yossi mode ala mazik l'achikat atzmo. In all the other cases of the Mishnayot, Rabbi Yossi will agree it's ala mazik l'achikat atzmo. Dehani kulu ditznam matznitin marchikin l'degevet v'tazevel v'melech v'asid v'aslayim v'zrayim v'macharisha v'meiraglayim. Running through all the scenarios that we've seen already, all of those cases, the kotel connected kotel, the harchek chalanot mishum hezek ria, all the cases that we've seen, v'afilu reish pirka, even the very beginning of our Gemara, kerava deokma betoen kol maramar dechavarka maret leish leashitai, even when we the first pit, when you dig the pit. And there's not even a pit on the other side. What are you doing? So, in all of these cases, the Rabbi Nachman is saying, all of these, honey kulhu girei ninhu. They're all giri delay. Every single one of the Mishnayot that we've seen before, all the situations, all the scenarios are all giri delay. He says, demahi shata mishtaka chazeka. Unlike what Rashi said giri delay because miad gufosha ba'al bayit mamash. Rabbi Nachman is saying something slightly different. It's not, it doesn't have to do with the ba'al habayit, guf shel ba'al bayit mamash. Because at the time that the damage is there, or the time of the when I'm doing whatever I'm doing, the hezek is there. So I'm not. We'll see how Rishonim unpack what that means exactly. It seems like with the potential when I put my pit down and I filled it with whatever it is that I'm filling it in. At that point, even if damage hasn't happened yet, the potential for the damage is already there because the thing that's going to be really mazik, my cistern that's filled with zevel, whatever it is, or my tanur that I put up, even though there's nothing in it yet, the tanur itself, the potential for hezek is already there, and so that's enough to say it's giri delay. Unlike Rashi, right? For Rashi, I have to be an active player in the matter, but here it's just, as long as I put the thing down and the hezek is going to come or could come from this object, that's already enough to call it giri delay. The Amar Rav Kahana Moda Rabbi Yosef Begire Velo Palig Ela Beilan. And the only time that Rabbi Yosef is really going to disagree is in the case of the tree. To be Dana Denata Litnu Sharashim Demazki. Because at the time that he puts the tree down, the branches aren't there yet. So the branches aren't there yet. So there's no Mishtaka Chazeka. Because the Chazek, if you planted a tree that already had roots coming out of it, so then it would be Giri Delay. But you're not. You're planting a tree with or a sapling without these big roots. And so, okay, so fine. So the roots are going to come over time, but they're not here now. So they're not here now. That's not giri delay. Umakshinan ihachi. If that's the case. So haisulam nami kamo neta ilan dami. So he says, but if that's the case, so what's the difference between our nimiya case and the tree case? In the tree case for Rashi, I guess you can say it's very clear. I'm not the person doing it. I planted a tree and I walked away. But if you're... if you're Rabbeinu Chananel, I planted a tree, I put down the ladder, the nimiya came, the roots came. Like, why would we say they're different? They should be the same. So the way he answers this, so he says, he has zahad to be done to manach le leka nimiya demaska liyone yashovach. He says, look, because when I put the ladder down, there's no nimiya there. This should be the same case. Rabbeinu Chananel say, I don't know. How does Rabbeinu Chananel answer for why the nimiya case is somehow not giri delay, but the tree case is somehow not giri delay? So he answers to Parkinan, Hacha nami besulam giri hu, demishkachad la de bahadi de manach le lesulam bekotel, yad ve nimiya areshe de sulam, fikafza, va'ayla beshovach. I think what he's saying is that when I put the ladder down, the nimiya must already be there. It's like already on the ladder. And if it's already on the ladder, so then that hezek that Rabbeinu Chananel said mishtachach hezekah, the damage, yeah, because the nimiyah is here. That would be the equivalent of planting a tree with the roots already coming out. But if I plant the tree without roots coming out, if I put the ladder down without the nimiyah on it, it's not going to be. That's going to be ala nizak. Yeah, Shanez. Oh yeah, me.
Isn't this?
I mean, so you tell me what you think his words are saying. Oh. So Shainis was asking, you're saying like maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mean that it's literally there. It means that in theory it could be there. It's already ripe for that. So I don't know. When I look at the words, Mishkachala the Debahadi Demanach Le Vesulam Koto Yadven Miya Areshe Desulam Vekapta, I hear your point. I mean, we'll see source number five. I think what you're saying fits more with what the way the Rashba characterizes this. But I think what he's saying is that it must already be there. I don't know. I think Mishtaka Chazeka means that the Hezek is there, not that it's theoretically possible. I think what he's saying is that it's already there. The Tanur is there. The Bor is there. The Gefet, whatever I'm putting to the Zevel, is there. So that's the thing that's going to be mazik, and that's the problem. The Nemiah is not here yet. Oh, so he says, oh, the Nemiah is here already. Yeah. I'll repeat it after he says anyway, just for the. We have a question, but I'm gonna repeat it. Okay, sorry. I want to make sure that I understand. So I'm going to say it again also for the sake of anyone who didn't hear and also for my own comprehension. You're suggesting that because when you build your bor, before you've put anything in it, well, you could say the bor is like the ladder and the nemiah is like whatever I put in it.
Right.
And therefore you're suggesting... So I'd want to look back at the Mishnah again. Is the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak saying? No, I think it's the contents of the boar that cause damage. But I think we're building the boar and putting it in. Yeah. Say.
No, I'm just reminding that I addressed that question the first year. I'm just saying that I addressed this question exactly. The Drusha and the asked that question exactly. What is the gear delay in the board?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you did the answers, but I addressed that.
Okay, so.
And the Drusha and Rav say that there is, for some reason, a gear delay also. Although the water isn't here at this moment.
But would it parallel the situation of the Nidiyah not being here at this moment? Or is it different since you don't
know? Well, it depends on the answer given there.
Okay, from Ashkoch. Okay, fine. So it's such a good question that people ask it. Okay. That's the best type of question. Okay. Right, but so I think to me that Rabbeinu Chananel is looking at it like that, that it's not about potential. It's that it has to actually be there. That the Nemiah is actually on the ladder when you put the ladder down, and that's what is going to enable it to that's like, you know, pulling the arrow, pulling the string back and releasing the arrow. The Rashba, though, I think is saying differently. And Shainis, you can tell me if you think this is if the Rashba is saying what I think he's saying, and if you agree with what the Rashba is saying. So the Rashba says, "Remember, Hachanami Zimnin Debahadi Demanach La Yadva Reish VeKapta Klamar Kevan VeKevan De Zimnin Demitar Mi Hachin VeAz Havagiri LeOlam Aser." So, since it's plausible, it's considered there are times where this will happen. So then, this is going to be Giri, and it's going to be Aser to Hol Hecha to Ika Tzad LeGiri Misalkinan Le. If there's a Tzad to say that there might be Giri delay, it's going to come here. Put the ladder down. Then the Nemiah might come and jump. That's enough to say that you can't put the ladder up. So I think here, I think the Rashba is talking about a likelihood thing. But there's a Tzad to say that there's going to be Giri, that the animal's going to jump and leap. That's enough to call it. Gire Dile, and that's enough to say that it's going to be on the Mazik to be Marfik. I think that's what you were saying also, but I think the Rashba and Rabbeinu Hananel are just agreeing on that point, whether the Nemiah has to be on the ladder or not. But that's that. So the additional question, though, they think with the Rashba, I didn't see anyone say this. It could be that I'm sure there are people who say this, but I don't know why this is any different from the Shoresh case, the tree case, because there's a tzad to say that the roots are going to come out and hit the boar. So I'm not sure why this would be, according for the Rashba, a potential for there to be damage is enough to say that it's Giri Delay. So we should say the same. The potential for the damage of the tree case.
I think the Rashba is saying here that since we have an opportunity of having the gear delay in the case of the ladder, because in one case maybe to have a Nemiah on there. So even now, if you put that ladder, there's no Nemiah. It's still considered a gear delay.
But why wouldn't I say when I put the tree down?
Because you don't have. It's going to come, but once you put inside the tree, so there's no shoshim yet.
There's no Nemiah when I put the ladder down.
You never have a situation of putting a tree with already shoshim coming out. It has to be only afterwards.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
In the ladder, it could be a certain situation that when the ladder, you have the Nemiah. And that's already enough to consider everything.
Okay. Okay, no, that's good. So what I was thinking was maybe I think this came up in the Chavruta earlier this week, that maybe the fact that, I don't know if this is really true, but the roots, who knows where the roots are going to go? Like it's just the chance of the roots coming and spiffing in that direction to hit the boar, the likelihood of a Nemiah seeing the Shovach and wanting to use the ladder to get there is a greater chance than the roots necessarily getting to the boar. I don't know, that's what I was, but I hear what you're saying also, that you could just say that the fact that already there's a reality where the Nemiah could be on the ladder, that's enough to say you can't put it down even if there's no Nemiah on the ladder, because there could be a Nemiah on the ladder. But there's no reality where you put the tree down, the roots are already going to cause damage. Okay. Yeah, Chaim?
Yeah, there's also a large difference time-wise between the two of them. No matter how fast of a plant you put down, it's not going to be, you know, there's no chance of happening within like a day or two, or like hours. Like, yeah, if you're 10 years, I'll ruin your pit. As opposed to like, with the Nemiah, like, as soon as, you know, 5 seconds from now, you could have lost all the, it could have come and eaten all of your birds, as opposed to the plants. Like, maybe it'll die.
By definition, the Shoresh case has to be longer.
Yes.
Whereas the Nemiah case could be long, but it could be immediate.
Correct.
Okay. can I ask you, just do me a favor, can you fill up my water bottle, please, and bring it to me? Thank you. Sorry.
Wait, cold or hot?
Cold. Or room temperature. Approximately 23 degrees Celsius. I don't know if that's room temperature or not. I don't know Celsius. Yeah, you done? Sorry. I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Why isn't there a Havamina to say that Shimon needs to distance his Shovach even though there is no Sulam yet on Reuven's side? Because the moment that he doesn't distance his, he's not distancing his Shovach, and Reuven wants to put on a ladder, he needs to distance his ladder. So he affects his neighbor. Why can't we say that they're supposed to be equal in that case? And they need to distance for almost from each other in both sides. Because in other words,
like why isn't this like a Dabsha situation?
Reuven,
where I can put my ladder. I mean, I don't think we had Idan was asking was like, this should be a reciprocal thing. Just like, he's got to be, why don't we say that the Baal HaShovach has to be Marchik His Shovach so that the Baal HaSulam can put a Sulam up? It should be a reciprocal thing. I don't think we saw, we didn't really come to an answer there.
I don't think also.
Okay, but so that's, I don't know if anyone has any thoughts. I don't know. I don't know if anyone has any thoughts on that question. We didn't. I think we just brought it up and said, okay, great, another question on Giri Dilei, and moved on. But we're going to come back ultimately to Rav Chaim's point about time. But before going there, sorry, any other thoughts? Okay, so the Russian source number 6, the way he presents Rabbeinu Chananel is the following. Nira, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rav Alfas, the Rif also has the same opinion as Rabbeinu Chananel. De b'chol archako, de matznitin pshita le, le gemara, de Rabbi Yossi moda, behu, de havo giri dilei. Excuse me, lefi shebe oto davar, shehu somech, mazik l'chavero. The thing that you're putting down is the thing that's going to be causing damage. Aval sulam ein mazik im lo shetavo hanemiya v'chen ilan lo yazik ad shigdlu asharashim v'smicha kotel lekotel nami chashiv giri delay demiad k'shesomech manei adavshin. He's pointing out he thinks that davshin. So the cases of the sulam and the nemi and the tree don't at first glance seem to be. Don't seem to be, at first glance, Rabbi Yossi should believe that it's on the nizak to be marchik. The davsha though, okay, you could say that is giri delay, to be yad, kishesomech monei davsha, because when he builds his wall there, he's immediately preventing davsha from happening. But the Gemara then he says, ve'afilu temi Rabbi Yossi, ki hadamar Rav Ashi, ki avinan bei Rav Kahana, amar lan moda Rabbi Yossi begir delay, v'hachanami, in the sulam case, Zimnin de Bahadi de Manach le Kavta. There are times when he puts the ladder down that Nemiah is going to jump up because of that. So again, so because there's a potential to happen there, we're going to say that it's we're going to call that Giri delay. But what I wanted to highlight, and this is going to come up later on, which is why I'm bringing this now. The Fisha Beoto Davar Shu Somech Mazik L'Chaveru. The Rush is stressing that for Rabbeinu Chananel in the Rif, the davar that he's being somech is the davar that's causing the damage. It's not something additional, and it just happens to be. So it's a little bit. It's an extension that the nemiah is. It's, I guess he's saying that because of the potential of the nemiah to jump on the ladder, or be on the ladder. It's also as if when you put the ladder down, you're also keilu putting the nemiah down, and that's why that's giri delay. That's the Rush's presentation of this, and we're gonna come back to the way the Rush. The stress that the Rush had in a little bit. Tosvot in source number 7. Lema tznan stamad lo karabi Yossi. So the Tosvot quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Vide kamar hacha tve lema tlo karabi Yossi. Velo kamar amishner tleil. The fact that it's bringing up here and nowhere else. Mash matukulu ati karabi Yossi. Everyone agrees. Rabbi Yossi agrees with all them. Tahavi kulu giri delay. They're all giri delay. And he brings up the same point that the Rabbeinu Chananel. That means quoting Rabbeinu Chananel. So he says the same. Language, that at that time, when he puts the ladder down, the hezek is already in the air. It's already there. He says, "Velo pliki Rabbi Yossi, ela be'ilan." The only time Rabbi Yossi is going to disagree is in the case of Ilan. V'tzarich lamar, the perish dematnitin, the perisho, you have to say, according to this, dematnitin de la'el, havinami giri delay, demiad kishesomech hakoto manea davsha. You have to say that also the earlier davsha case is also going to be giri delay. How is it going to be giri delay? Okay, because as soon as he puts the ladder down, the damage is already there because now the guy can't walk and now he's being monea davsha, so now that there can't be davsha, so that's, the nezek is happening. As soon as I put the wall down, that nezek is already there. That's the way Tosfot understands the davsha situation. That is a case of giri delay, so Rabbi Yossi is going to agree with that. Because it is giri delay. I saw very quickly at the end of afternoon Seder yesterday, the Rimi Gash, I think says something differently, different than Tosfot. On the top of the second page, source number 8, I think the Rimi Gash is saying differently. So he says, V'im tishal, amai lo mat mehina, nami matznitin titznan, mishia kotel, kodlo somach lakotel chavera, hareze lo yismoch. So why don't, he says, maybe you're going to ask, why don't we ask this Rabbi Yossi case in the earlier Davsha case? There's a wall, you can't put your wall there because you're going to be Monea Davsha. So Bishlam Akula Pirkin Ikala Memer de Girehu. Everything else we can say that's all Gire. Vikad Mayanet Bakulu Inyane Delay Mishkachat La de Bakulu Ikala Memer Gigiri Dam. All the other Mishnayot, we could say those are all Giri Delay. Aval Gabe Kotel, Kvanta Lake Lamer, Dismichad Kotlo, the Kotel Chavero Giri. You can't say that me putting a wall up is Giri Delay. Da Zeka Lav Mahmat Kotel Gufehu, Ella Mahmat Tikam Manad Davshamehatan. It's I'm sorry for the spacing of that last line there. It's just sort of goofy looking, but. And then what he's saying is that he doesn't, he's saying, you can't say that the second wall, when I put my wall up, that's going to be Giri Dilei. You can't say that because it's not, I'm not doing anything. I'm not actually causing any damage. I'm putting my wall up and that's preventing other people from walking and this Davsha thing. But I'm not doing any damage at all. So why doesn't the Gemara earlier on with that Davsha Mishnah say, Leva Matitus Loka Rabbi Yossi? That shouldn't be, so Tosfot had said, oh, that is Giri Dilei. The Rimi Gash is saying it's not Giri Dilei, because what am I doing? I'm not physically causing any damage to you. So the Rimi Gash answers, Chuvatcha ki amrinan gire, v'lav gire, hanimili hechatematia hezek mahi mahu miyade gufe ktika avid. So he's saying, the whole question of whether something is Giri Dilei, I think what he's saying, whether something is Giri Dilei or not Giri Dilei, that's only when we're talking about nezek that's coming from me, myself, the neighbor himself, miyade gufe ktika avid. He's saying it's not a matter. The only time that we bring up the case of Giri Dilei is when there's actually nezek happening from the thing that I put down. The Kotel case is not a case of Nezek happening. It's a case of my wall is preventing Davsha from happening. And so the whole conversation of Giri Dilei, is it Giri Dilei, is it not Giri Dilei? I think the Rimi Gash is saying it's not even Shayach here because we're not talking about anything. There's no, I didn't put the wall down and causing damage. I'm putting the wall down and preventing Davsha. And you have a right to Davsha. So it's not the same thing as calling it Nezek. So I think he's saying the same thing ultimately as Tosfot, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabban are all going to agree that with that Mishnah. But he's saying that you can't call that case Giri Dilei. This is Vitama Demilta, de Kevan de Kotel Mali Le Davsha, Mikibinia Chavre, Lahu Kotel Dilei, Havale Kamanda Achzok, Behinu Dalat Amat, Smichi Le Inin Davsha, Vikanenu Le Hamilta, Vahad. So he's saying it's a different scenario. It's when he built his wall, he has rights now, and this is going back to what Rabbi Yehuda had said weeks ago, but when he builds his wall, I think when Reuven builds his wall, he gets the four amot for Davsha. And when I build, I'm not breaking his Davsha. I'm not doing an act of Nezek. I'm just preventing that Davsha of his rights to it. But it's not the same thing as Nezek that you could say, is this Giri Dilei or not? So I think the Rimi Gash is giving a different suggestion, for answering the question that Tosfot had said, is why don't we say that that's Giri, the implicit question of Tosfot, which was, what's the story with the Davsha case? Tosfos said that is Giri Dilei. Rimi Gash is saying it's not Giri Dilei at all. Everyone will agree because Giri Dilei is only a question when there's an act of Hezek that I'm doing something that's damaging. But if I'm not doing anything that's damaging, I just put my wall up. So then everyone's going to agree also. But not because it's Giri Dilei, but because you have rights and I'm impinging on your rights. I think that's the Rimi Gash. I admittedly, it was a quick read that my Chavrut and I said really quickly yesterday, but I think that's what the Rimi Gash is saying. To step away from that, right? To go to the time case that the time situation that Rav Chaim brought up. I think the Ramban, I think, is bringing that up as another factor as well. I think he's fitting this into Rabbeinu Chananel as well. He says so. Source number 9: Leva Matzin Tzlok Rabbi Yossi. Katav Rashi Zal De Tuva Mila Ika B'Matznitin De Vaday De Lok Rabbi Yossi Ela Nema Avzo De Lok Rabbi Yossi. There are many things that are not like Rabbi Yossi. This is Rashi. Mashma De Bishum Dipa Kein Tama Baila De Misfekale Iita Ileta. Okay. Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yitzchak Zal Alfasi Katvu Mitika Ba'in and Hacha Lema De Lok Rabbi Yossi Shmamina. So he's saying, okay, so Rashi had read this and said, oh, we're bringing it up here because Rabbi Yossi disagrees with all the other ones, and here maybe there's a reason to say no. Reina Chananel and the Riff are going to say, no, we never brought up Rabbi Yossi yet because Rabbi Yossi agrees with all the Mishnah that we had. And he says that he thinks that where Rabbeinu Chananel, maybe he's referring to the Riff that he says, that it wasn't so clear. I thought Rabbeinu Chananel was very clear, but he's saying that this opinion was not so clear. It says, Kigiri Damu. It sounds like what he's saying is that time is not of the most important factor here. As long as the hezek of the mazik, the hezek that the mazik is doing is the makom shemani chinoto. It's happening in the I put my pit down, and the damage is coming from there. That's giri delay. But if I put the tree down and the roots shoot out from the tree and they cause damage over there and it's the roots that are going out, so the damage is not here. The act of damage is happening because the roots went out further, I think is the way he's describing it. He says, Velo amru gire ela dumya dinimiya shekofetzet misulam leshovach v'dumya digiri atzman. Hilkach matznitin. So he says the only time we say giri delay, like in the case of the nimiya case where it's jumping, it's like I'm shooting because I'm putting the ladder down, the thing's coming up, it's like I'm shooting arrows into there, but it's because my act over here is causing the damage. And he goes through all the cases that we saw earlier. Hilkach matziti nicha debor v'siach u'me'ara vade lokash mishim tekol maru maru tekamachi marpi leila are kin beforesh begamar leil. Those are all certainly cases of giri delay, because every time you dig, you're causing damage. All those cases that we've seen, their essence of what they are right here in my reshut is causing damage to come. And those are all going to be Kayotzebaze Nikra Gire. Veloi ti Rabbi Yossi ela be'ilan. That's another case that we're going to see in source number 10, where the guy is washing his hands in the upstairs and it's going through a hole in the floor and it's causing damage to the guy below. In that case, Rabbi Yossi will agree that it's on the Nizak to be Marchik, the Ilan, and that case that it was on the Nizak. So he says, I think at the end here, Ramban is saying there's two things, there are two factors that are going on in order to say that it's giri delay. One of them is that it has to be, if it's, Rabbi Yossi is going to say it's, you don't have to, it's on the nizak, it's not giri delay, if there's the, it's not at the same time, it's not a direct type of damage thing, it's not my force that's causing it. I planted the tree, and the tree is going to be growing the roots. It's not coming from mikochi, and it's also not happening beotom makom shinicham. It sounds like he's saying there's both. There's a time factor that it's not so direct. There's a time delay in causing it, and it's also there's a place delay. And if source number 10, I think it's sort of clear the way he understands. Source number 10 is this case in Baba Mitzia that we just cited. He says, "Behinu beit trei da havu dairi chad ilai chad tatai." One on top, one below. Ifchen maziva kimashi maya ilai. Asli umazki letatai. There's a hole. The roof, the floor between it, is broken. There's a hole in it. Whatever. He washes his hands on the top, and the water comes down and causes damage to the guy below. The Gemara says, and then there's a conversation exactly who's responsible. Vamarav Ash givina be Rav Kahana havamrinan modi Rabbi Yossi be giri delay. And the Gemara suggests, oh, maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's on the mazik because this is giri delay because I'm washing my hands in my reshut and the water is going down and hurting him. And the Gemara answers, no, depaski maya v'hadr nafli, because there's a hefsek here. I'm not washing my hands in the water going straight down. The way the Ramban is understanding this is that I'm washing my hands, and then it's pausing, it's stopping in some way, and then it's going down. But it's not a direct line of dripping, of damage coming directly from me. And so that's why it's not a problem. That's why it's not on me, the mazik, it's on the nizak, because there's some delay here. So Ramban starts by talking about that it doesn't matter if there's a time delay, but in the end, I think he's saying it's a question of like, can we say that this is direct or not? Is there something that's intervening in the meantime, I guess? I wash my hands, then it hits the floor, and then it runs down the floor and goes through a hole, and then it hits you? So then it's not on me, because it's not as direct anymore. You can't call that giri delay. It has to be that it's a direct shot for the Ramban. That's the Ramban. And this Gemara. So this is another case, the Baba Metzia case, where we're going to say that Rabbi Yossi is going to agree that it's on the Mazik to be Marchik himself. So I want to spend a little bit of time now, having seen these various different approaches, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and what was Giri Delay. So I saw in the course of the week two different explanations of this machloket between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachami, between Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi, and it sort of changes what Rabbi Yossi's how Rabbi Yossi sees Kiri Delay, what's happening here. So I wanted the two opinions. I wanted two explanations that I think are not so far from each other. Source number 11 is Rav Lichtenstein, and source number 12 is Rav Nachum. So, it's source number 11, Rav Lichtenstein in Giri Delay. So he has a piece on the top of the third page. Al kol panim, perek lo yachpor, matziv bifneinu machloket mahutit bein chachmei tzarfat lechachmei tzfarad. Right, Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Lemachloket zo, yesh hashlachot hen legabei hapsika, vehen legabei havanaha lemadid shel Giri Delay. Biachas the psika, heyot sheposkim k'Rabbi Yossi. Right, we hold like Rabbi Yossi, that we know. Mitorer hevdel mashmuti bein asiyot halalu lagabe chelkar rishon shel aperek chachmei tzorfat yifseku. Right, Rashi, kamuvan neged kol otanim mishneot sherei hen nemrot shelo kishidat Rabbi Yossi. Right, so from mitzad halacha, if we're going to say like Rashi, like chachmei tzorfat, that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with all the previous mishnayot, and we know we hold like Rashi, that means we don't hold like all the preceding mishnayot. Chachmei svarad yifseku kidivrei mishnah. Chachmei Svarad, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the ones who are like him are going to say, no, we hold like all those Mishnayot. Gam b'chalko arishon shel aperek, sherei gam mishnayot halal, and emru af l'shitat Rabbi Yossi. Ach, so there's definitely a nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel as far as halacha. Ach, ikar ha'inyan shelano, hu b'kach, shagdarat giri delay, lefi chachmei tzarfat, tegabel gavan shonet l'chalutin, me'agdarat giri delay, lefi chachmei Svarad. But the reality is, it's also significant because what giri delay is, how we understand giri delay, is also going to change depending on the two. Rishita shel machloket, hagdaratit hi zohi techni, ach, shoshea hem shorashim musagim ma'utam. Lefi chachmei tzarfat, according to Rashi, giri delay, who gorem charig v'kitzoni. Right, the giri delay is an extreme case. Yesh le be'er, kamuvan. But ma kitzon, like, normally, I don't have to be worried about anything. I, as a mazik, I don't have to worry about, if I'm doing anything, it's on the nizak to be marchik himself. It's only in rare circumstances that are giri delay that I, as a mazik, have to step in, I have to be marchik myself. Kamuvan, ma kitzoni v'chariga ha-mishna b'daf chavbet, lumat shar mishnor shel ha-perek, ach uch meit sorfat. Manichim kshikanira elu pnei advarim lefikach barova matzavim poter Rabbi Yossi mechovad harhachaka lemed matzavim kitzoniim. Right, under most circumstances, we can assume I can do whatever I want, and it's in the rare case of giri delay, the Rashi is going to say that I'm actually doing something. I'm actually literally firing arrows into your yard. I'm doing something via gufo mamish. That's when it's going to be a problem. But any other time, it's going to be totally fine. Lumatzot l'shitata geonim chachmei svarad mitkarev Rabbi Yossi kirba rabba l'dav chachamim. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbi Yossi and chachamim are going to agree in most of the situations. Gam l'piv kaimim kol dinei hachaka klasim shemetorim perek lo yachbor. Rabbi Yossi and chachamim are all going to agree. Yes, all the Mishnah that we've seen already. Yes, you have to be marchik. Yes, the neighbor has to be very concerned about what he's going to be doing, because gear delay is a very common scenario. In fact, most of the things I'm going to do as a neighbor, most of the cases that we're seeing in our Mishnayot, all the cases in the Mishnayot, I'm going to have to be concerned about, because I'm going to be a mazik here and I'm going to have to be marchik. Right, gam lepiv kaimim kol dinei arhaka klasim shmeturim perek lo yachbor kulam kechad kulim begedarim shel gear delay. Almost everything could be defined as giri delay. And so I'm gonna be very restrained in what I can do in my property. There are just certain circumstances Rabbi Yossi is gonna be a little more lenient. It's only gonna be a certain case Rabbi Yossi is gonna say, in this case, the tree case, that's a case where it's on the nizak dimarchik. But in almost every case, it's on the mazik to prevent. And so he continues. He says, "Ach mistaber yoter sheyesh kan machloket misagid ikronit beyachas leofei shel giri delay." Lefi Rashi, mechapsim begiri delay mashu akarov liyisodot hanizakiyim shel baba kama. Lumat zot lefi harif kayem gam the Rabbi Yossi giri delay atzmai shel baba batra. So he's saying, right? According to Rashi, because Rashi is going to say that basically I can do whatever I want. So it's only going to be in cases where, I guess, in like the Baba Kama world, where we can pin something on a real hezek, that's when I'm going to have to be stopped. But otherwise, I have free reign to do whatever I want. But for Rabbeinu Chananel, for the Rif, who holds the Rabbi Yossi, all these cases are Giri Delay. He's going to be much more constrained, and the world of Hilchot Shechinim is going to be much more, he's going to be constrained to Hilchot Shechinim. Anything that's happening in Lo Yachpor, Rabbi Yossi is going to agree that we have to be constrained to be concerned about the Hilchot Shechinim. He's living very much in Hilchot Shechinim, completely.
It's the basic cure that
the entire
paragraph. Is this a Mazik or a
Shechinim issue? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And Rav Nachum is going to say similarly in source number 12. So he goes through a whole piece here, but he says, "Lema matitzdok Rabbi Yosi, di Rabbi Yosi, hamar zechover betoch shelo vezenotep betoch shelo." Perish Rashi, "Tuva mili ika v'matznitin devade lo Rabbi Yosi, el lema avzo desulam v'shovach de lo Rabbi Yosi." V'atoso v'viyom Rabbeinu Chananel dechulu matznitin davagiri delay mehi shata mishtacha hazeka v'rosh katav. This is the Rashi we said earlier. Lefisha be'ato devar shu somech mazik l'chaveru. It says, "V'nira bebeir machlokatam." What is the machloket here? That which Rabbi Yossi agrees with Giri Delay, Pirish Rashi, Bechitim Abaim lo Miyad Gufo Shabal Abay Mamash, Venira, Kavanato to Giri Delay, Demodi Behu, Rabbi Yossi, Hainu, Hecha Dahavi Adam Hamazik. Right? Rabbi Yossi is going to say, for Rashi, Rabbi Yossi is going to say, we call this person Adam Hamazik, and so he has to stop because he's a Mazik. Chanmuvar Barashi, Baba Matia, Kuf Yad Zayin, even though normally you have to be, it's on the nizak. That's only the case when he's doing, I have to stop when I myself am being mazik. But if I'm planting the tree and the roots are coming out after time, I don't have to. But if I myself am causing the damage, he's saying, so it seems that the basis of Giri Delay for Rashi, who dehave Adam Hamazik, this guy is a Mazik. If I am causing damage from Gufo Mamish, it's coming from me, I am doing something, I am a Mazik. And so we'll apply all the rules of Hezek. I'm Adamu Ad Olam, Bein Er, Bein Yashan. I am always going to be responsible because I am a person who's being Mazik. That's the way Rashi views this. Venira, Bidat Rashi, Desfir Le, Deso Dina Demoti Rabbi Yosef Begir Dilehu, Shebe Adam Hamazik, Lo Amrina Dalan Izak Larchikat Atzmo. And the point is that we say, if Jared is a Mazik and I cause damage to you, we never say, oh, it's on you to be at Alanizak Lechikatatzma. No, I am a person, I am a Mazik. So we don't say Alanizak Lechikatatzma. V'alif lehem leha adina mehad adamu ala olam. Just like adamu ala olam. Adamu ala olam means that I have to always be aware of what I'm doing and I have to prevent myself from damaging other people. So if I'm a Mazik, adamu ala olam, we could never say it's Alanizak Lechikatatzma. It has to be on me because adamu ala olam means that it's on me, not on you. So that's the basis of this, according to what Rav Nachum is saying, according to Rashi. So the chora tzarichiyun de may amrina de havi muad la olam velo amrina de al nizak lechlarik. Yesh kavne she adam amazik shayach she anizak yarchik chay. Okay, we'll keep going from there. Okay, so that's the way he sees it for Rashi. Amnam dar Rabbeinu Chanan elhi to kol dina de Rabbi Yosi de al nizak lechik etatzmo who rak hecha de kishe atash mishkufei eno mazik. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the focus is not on me as a mazik; it's on the thing that's causing the damage. It's not a matter of adamu ad la'olam. It's I'm a person who's a mazik. It's on the thing here. If this thing, mazik, ain't lo rashut lismoch. Uvarosh hevi dat Rabbeinu Chananel. And that's what the Rush was getting at. Do we say it's Giri Delay when the thing that I put down is causing the damage? So Mashmu Lashano, Dlokai Klal Al Ha'adam Asomech, Ella Al Ha'davar Hanismach. It's not about me as a person, what I'm doing. It's about this device, this thing that I've put down, and what that's causing. It's Davar Hanismach. Dein Lo Rashut Lismoch Davar Hamazik. Uvemai Demeshani Begemara Debehadi Demanach La Kafta La Rashi. Hainu dehavi adam mazik begrama. When I'm putting my ladder down, so he said, look, this is the Nemiah case. When I put my ladder down, I am he's calling it mazik begrama. We'll set aside grama for right now. But when I put my ladder down, I am doing an act of hezek, and so that's what's happening. And so all the cases when I do an act of hezek as a person, again, when I, like we saw earlier, when I'm a player in this, I am the mazik. Adam mu'ad le'olam. It's on me to prevent any of the hezek that I do because I am a person who's a mazik. But for Rabbeinu Chananel, ha'inu dehu somech tavar ha'mazik mikol makom. So it says, but for Rabbeinu Chananel, it's going to be a different thing. It's not about me as a mazik. It's about the thing that I put down. If this is about the thing that I put down, it's all the things that I put down. If there's something that I put down that causes damage, that's going to be giri delay. And so that's why it's going to be all the Mishnayot that we've seen before, they're all going to be in category of delay, because it has to do with the thing that I put down. The thing that I put down causes damage, that's going to be giri delay. If the thing I put down doesn't cause damage, not. And so they're going to, the question of what giri, is giri delay about me as a person being a mazik, or the thing that I've put down as causing hezek? That's the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. and he just points out, according to Rabbeinu Chananel here, why should time be a factor here at all? If the thing that I'm putting down is going to lead to the damage, so why does it have to be immediate? So if it's Serech Ir, and he's not, according to what he's just said, it's the Nemiya case, it shouldn't make a difference how long it takes. Since I put down the Sulam, that's going to lead to the damage happening. For Rabbeinu Chananel, there should be a problem. There should be no other factor that's relevant for Nemiya. Is it on the ladder? Is it not on the ladder? Is it jump after? Because the thing that I put down is going to cause the damage to come. So he doesn't understand why there should ever be a factor of, I think, time for the Nemiya. Just a couple... What's that? Right, but I think his point, though, is that since it's here... Right, so Andrew's saying it doesn't cause the damage. The whole point is the Nemiya is the thing causing damage. So it has to be related to the Sulam. If all it is a Sulam, it's not causing damage at all. So I think though, oh, sorry, did you have? Yeah, no. I'm not sure. I think because still, I don't know. We could go back. We could understand this the way we were saying before, that because there's a potential of the Nemiya coming, whether it comes now or whether it comes in 3 years, since the potential is there when I put it down, it shouldn't make a difference as far as the time. But I don't know. Is that a? That's not a question. That's an elbow. Okay. One halacha just points at the very end. The Aruch HaShulchan points out in source number 13. Amnam yesh bazeh klal gadol. This is the beginning of Kuf Nun Hey. All these harchakot. This is Amnam. What's that? Okay. Yesh bazeh klal gadol de'im b'shad asiyat hadavar ein hanezek ba'miyad ela la'achar zman achrei shiv soku ma'asav. If the things the damage is coming, it's not miyad, it's coming after time, after I finish what I'm doing, then the damage is going to come. Mutar la'asot davar zeh she'arei oseh b'toch shelo v'al anizak l'archit atzmo. It's not direct anymore. All the cases that we're talking about, if it's not, if the damage is happening after, it's not your, it's on the nizak to be marchik himself. Im yirtzeh shelo yagiu lo hanezak. Aval, im ma'aseh zeh mazik et chavero be'et asiyato. But if it's happening right now, if the damage is happening right now, harei zeh kamazik biyado, ve'asur lasot ken. Zeh migiri delay. Ha lamad zeh domeh, lemi shomed b'rishito v'yorech itzim, l'chatzer chavero v'amer b'rishuti, ani yirtzeh, Demon imoto. So then he's saying all these cases. He's saying la halacha. When I first read this, I thought it was clear that he was going like Rabbeinu Chananel. But now that I'm reading it again, I'm not sure anymore. But I think he's saying. Well, actually, I'm not sure. I don't know. When I first read this, I focused on the second half, and I saw, oh, as long as the mazik is happening, bet asiyato harizek kamazik biado. That fit with Rabbeinu Chananel, but now when I'm thinking about it, could that fit with Rashi also? Yeah, it does fit like Rashi. Yeah. Okay, I thought it was very more clear to me before, but now as I'm reading this again, I'm okay. La halacha, we hold like Rabbi Yossi. Do we hold like Rashi or Rabbeinu Chananel? In general, I think the Shulchan Aruch does pass in like Rabbi Yosef, pass in like the earlier Mishnayot. That means we hold like Rabbeinu Chananel, not like Rashi. But I'm not sure that the Aruch, I'm not sure how that fits with the Aruch Shulchan is saying here. I'm not sure. Now I need to do a little more chazara on this Aruch Shulchan again. But the waning pieces here, I want to, this is the Chazon Ish, source number 5, the Chazon Ish that Rabbi Tzvichinder quoted in the very first Shir, and it's now come up more relevant again. And this is a shoot of the Rush in source number 14. Reuven chafar guma b'chatziro, shemeg shamim yakalchu letocha, ukshirabu amayim, bokim v'ovrim derech omat martef shimon, v'gam misriach b'chatzir shimon mireach amayim, nir alish Reuven chayav asalak heziko. Reuven has to stop it. He dug the pit. The Afla Rabbi Yosi de'amar ala nizak l'chikatatmo, heicha de'lo ha'vigir dile, ha'cha moda, here he's going to agree that he has to be, that Reuven has to be marchik, even though normally Reuven shouldn't have to be marchik because if it's not giri dile. Kevan de nafish hazeka de Shimon, since there is a lot of damage happening here, v'gam tashmi shel Shimon kavua, v'yavshalo lesalek et atzmo, de'ein dira below martef v'chatzer. Because what do you want him to do? What is Shimon going to do? There's a lot of damage here, and Shimon can't not be here. Zelo kamar Rabbi Yosi ela b'bor v'ilan. The cases that he said that the mazik, it doesn't have to, it's on the nizak to be marchik, that's case of bor and ilan. V'alo pi shabor kadam le'ilan lo yikot, shezeh chover b'toch shalom, v'zenoteh b'toch shalom, mishum testam bor hu mayim mechunasim. Because the Nizak could stop it. So it's on the Nizak to mark himself, because the Nizak could very easily move and do something else. It's not so damaging. It's very easy for the Nizak. So in those cases, Rabbi Yosi can say, Nizak, you take care of it, because it's easy. But here, it's not so easy. Here, this is major damage happening to him. So the Chazon Ish said, "Sarich iun lefarash the shon harash." We have to understand the rush. The sheilahi halov a mishnah tznan sarich la'archik gimel tefachim v'acha halov hirchik gimel tefachim. He did everything he needs to do here. So why is Reuven have to pay? According to the Chazon Ish saying, why should Reuven have to pay? V'tilamar da'yamodi Rabbi Yosi ilu shrashim didei mapilin kotle beito o kotle marapato shetzarich lektot tzarchin minale l'rabbeinu zeh. Where does he get that from? The Chanamru ba'metzia kuv yudzayin depaski ma'ay v'hadr nafli the rabbanan sarich la'archik Rabbi Yosi. Amrin and Zeus b'toch shalom. It's totally fine. I don't have to do anything. Rabbi Yosi says, "Alpha gav dezeka debaydu vehefsed gadol veatash mishkavua eni yochol laatik beitol lemakom acher." Venira the inyan giri ikaro b'shikul hadat. The essence of giri delay has to do with our shikul hadat. We have to evaluate it. Al mi limnoa ta hezek sherei im adam ikanes lechatzer chavero. If I walk into your shoot and I build my I plant a tree and the roots go out, I'm causing damage to your pit. It's definitely going to be hezek. But if I do it in my reshoot, and me, it's not considered mazik. He says ultimately you have to really evaluate every scenario and say, who is the one who's the most responsible and who should stop it? Is on the mazik to stop, or is it on the nizak to stop? And the Nimiyah case, essentially, we're just looking at it and evaluating and say, look, even though doing it in your reshut, come on, you don't have to, I think he's saying, like, you don't have to do this here. It doesn't have to be right here like this. The fact that you're doing it in your reshut, we're not going to give you that as protection for you to say that you're not going to be a mazik and say it's not giri dilei. And so I think the Chazon Ish is essentially saying that, going back to what we keep on saying, that with Hilchot Shechinim, when it comes to Hilchot Shechinim and Giri Delay, even for Rabbi Yosi, it's going to say, you're only chayav with Giri Delay, but we're still going to always evaluate every scenario and try to figure out, is this a scenario where we should say it's on the Mazik? Is this a scenario where we should say on the Nizak? Who's using what Rashut? How are they using it? Can they do something else? Or is this something that's, the Nizak is totally a victim here, and his house is being destroyed, so what's he supposed to do? Or is it something that, we could say, look, the Nizak could really sort of more easily move this, and Giri Delay, the rules of who it's on the Mazik or on the Nizak, I think the Chazon Ish is getting at the point that This is a part of a broader conversation about Hilchot Shechinim, and everyone has the rights to use their property, has the rights and responsibilities to use their property in a way that they can functionally use it, but also be responsible to protect other people from being damaged, and that goes into this whole shikul here. And as we were defining and determining whether something is giri delay or not, whether it's on the mazi, whether it's on the nizak, it has to do with this broader conversation about, well, this is Hilchot Shechinim. It's not just basic baba kama, and so you have to figure out, you know, what am I doing in my property, and is this the most damaging thing? Could I do something else? Could the other person do something else? And that's part of the practice, part of the analysis that goes into this conversation. And that's just a brief shot at the topic of Giri Dilei. I rushed here at the end. I'm happy to spend a little more time talking about it, but it is 11:31 now.